And but please pray for him while he's up here, because we know that as preachers, that when we have a word, it comes to us first, then we take it to the people. But also, as he's preaching, the devil's busy. So please pray as he comes and brings us the word of God.
Good morning, church. If God has done anything for you, put your hands together and give God some praise. Well, maybe some of you might need a little bit more time. I said, if God has done anything for you, put your hands together and give God some praise on this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Father, once again, we thank you. God, you have watched over us, and you allow us to make a new morning that was not promised. God, you allow us to a new morning of grace. God, you allow us a new day of mercy, a new morning to love, a new morning to say thank you, a new day to repent, a new day to get it right, a new day to walk with you, a new day to show compassion, and we thank you. God, we thank you for allowing us to come into the house of prayer. We thank you for allowing us to come into the house of peace. We thank you for allowing us to come into the house of refuge. And we thank you. We thank you for all what you have done for us. We thank you for watching over our children as they left the house. We thank you for watching our loved ones as well. We thank you for watching over Apostle David and Pastor Leonard where they made it to the destination. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. God, we just want to say thank you. And God, most of all, we want to thank you for Jesus who have died for our sins, so we can have everlasting life with you. And God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. God, as your manservant, I stand before your people. And God, they are very precious in your sight. God, open up the hearts to hear the word that you shared to me, to penetrate into the hearts of mankind, to say yes to your will and yes to your ways. And God, we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Truly, it's an honor. Amen. To stand before God's people. I'm old school where I was taught, as the Bible said, to give honor where honor is due. I truly give honor on today to Apostle David and Pastor Linda, Pastor Sam as well. God bless you. I give honor to all the elders on today and all the ministers as well and the deacons and to God's people. Amen. I want to give honor to my flower, my queen, my everything that walked with me and put up with me for many, many of years, Reverend June. Amen. Y'all pray for me. Amen. Because I don't take it lightly when you stand before God's people, because their souls at stake, amen. The Bible also says to confess with your heart and your mouth as well. Church, I have a confession today. And before you judge me, please hear me out. And my confession is, I love the Lord. That's my confession. I love the Lord, amen. It's good to see Brother Brad back, amen. Amen. Well, with that being said, there has already been confirmation of what God would like for me to share to his people. Apostle David, as well as Pastor Linda, went through this passage. And this morning, as Pastor Sam prayed for us, You also confirmed it once again. Amen. So I thank God for confirmation. So if you be so kind to turn to the book of St. John's, the 6th chapter. Amen. I need your prayers on this morning, people. St. John's, the 6th chapter, starting at verse 54. If you have that, say amen. Maybe you have the old school Bibles, as I do, that sounds like potato chip when you turn the page. Maybe you have the electronic Bible. That's all right. Amen. So starting at the 54th verse, it says, whosoever eat my flesh and drink my blood have ever eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last days. Jumping down to verse 60. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmur at it, he said unto them, do this offend you? Church, for the record, it is not hard being saved and walking for God. We make it hard. We make it difficult. It is not hard being saved and walking with Christ. Verse 62 say, what, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. Verse 65, and he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of the Father. Verse 66, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? Amen. Will ye also go away? So if you allow me to put a title on this, I would like to talk to you, and I believe what God has placed in my spirit to ask you this question. If not Christ, then who? If not Christ, then who? Come on, church. In other words, if you are not going to follow and trust Jesus, then who? Let me start by saying, there's this old song, and you may know it, and it says, where do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? Who do I turn to when nobody wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation that's stable? I go to the rock. I know he's able. I go to the rock. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. See, when I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock of my salvation. Somebody say amen. Amen. See, people of God, our faith of the church and our faith in the church has been based on the category in the context of a rock. Psalms 18:2 said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. He's my shield and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. So church, if not Christ, then who? Then Jesus responded to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen, church. So if not Christ, then who? If you believe that Jesus is all what I just shared to you, you do not need to look for another. You do not need to look for another. You got very few choices. who you're going to follow. Come on, church. We have very few choices. Who are you going to follow? Either you're going to follow Christ, or you're going to follow... Amen. Come on, church. So if not Christ, then who? Wonderful Savior. See, Jesus is the true vine and the bread of life that was sent from heaven by the Father. See, what's happening is Jesus is challenging the disciples. Jesus is challenging their commitment to the ministry, as well confronting their faith. And I believe he is doing it today in these challenging times that we're faced with. Christ, God is challenging our commitment. He's challenging your faith. Are you willing to walk with me as you say you will walk with me? Are you willing to stay with me? Amen. See, some of you, it's easy to follow Christ when you got money in the bank. It's easy to follow Christ when all the bills are paid. It's easy to follow Christ when the car is not being repoed. It's easy to follow Christ when you got a 401k and you got a pension. But let a storm come. Go to your... log in your account, and when you see it in the negative and it's red, are you willing to follow him then? When somebody come and challenge your faith and your belief, are you still willing to follow him then? When somebody's about to persecute you for your faith and your belief, are you still willing to follow him then? Come on, church. When you get laid off on your job and you have no job, are you willing to follow him then? Come on now. It's good. Oh, yeah, we can follow. Everything's all right. Oh, we say, for God I live, for God I die. But are you real? Are you really real and honest with God? Come on, church. Wonderful Savior. I've been married to my wife for nearly 40 years. And I love her with all my heart. Amen. She's my She's my wife. She's my queen. She's my flower. Come on, she's in my corner. Amen. She's been supported. She's the mother of my children, and I love her with all my heart. I promise God, if she you bless me with her, I take care of her. Come on, church. I can say this. I got nearly 40 years with her. If she decided to go left, I'm still going to follow Jesus. If not Christ, then who? Wonderful Savior. Let me get real. See, there are those who wanted the experience of being a disciple, but they did not want to live up to the expectation of discipleship. There were those who wanted to be identified with Christ's movement, but they did not want to invest themselves with any relationship of knowing Jesus. You can ask Cousin Peter about that. There were those who wanted to be close enough to benefit from the ministry, but far enough not to commit. Oh, we want it all. Amen. It's not about what Christ has given you. It's about what Christ has done for you. He went to the cross and died for our sins. Even when we abandoned him, he still thought about us and went to the cross. So if not Christ, then who? Wonderful Savior. There were those who wanted the privilege of discipleship, but had no real passion. They want to be on stage, but they don't want to have a permanent part in the drama. So if not Christ, then who? if we are not careful, are anchored in the word and committed to the walk with Christ, it will become the reason as well in your walk. When we follow the Lord, it's going to be some suffering, some correction in love, some not your ways. This is not Burger King. It's not about your ways. It's about the Lord's way. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. It's going to be some count the cost. But people of God, the joy and the pain will be worth it. People of God, the only reason you have not left is because the Holy Spirit revealed to you what keeps you walking with Christ in these troubled times. Christ has encouragement for our discouragement. Christ has cleansing for our contamination. Christ has the present for our pressure. Come on, church. Come on, church. We have the assurance to believe and know without any doubt Jesus is going to bring you through. So if not Christ, then who? There is a way. There is a way. We cannot leave Jesus. We are convinced he is anointed. I'm talking about Jesus. If not Christ, then who? When the storm was beating against the boat and the water was filling the hull, the lightning was flashing and the thunder was roaring and the winds pushing against the ship, Jesus said, "Peace, be still," because he is anointed. Church, I just come by today to ask you, if not Christ, then who? Maybe there's a storm brewing in your sea of life. Maybe the wind is blowing against you. But church, I come by today to tell you to hang in there because Jesus is anointed. He will get you through the storm. Church, better yet, I come to let you know I need you to stand and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord because Jesus is anointed. Jesus can take two fishes and five loaves of bread and turn it into a desert banquet because he is anointed. Church, I just come by today to tell you, if not Christ, then who? And in closing, perhaps you have a cloud of guilt. It is just hanging over you. Come on, church. Jesus will not move. Jesus will not move you because he is anointed. Perhaps you are bent over by this care of the world. He is anointed. Perhaps you are bound and feel like that you're sinking, about to go under. Hang on in there because Jesus is anointed. Because you're about to give up. Maybe you're about to give and throw in the towel. But I come by today to tell you that Jesus is anointed. I'm talking about Jesus, the anointed one. Jesus, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus, the great I am. Jesus, who can get you over to the other side. The Jesus, the door that opens, because he is the key to life. Jesus, the good shepherd that watches over me and he watches over you. I'm talking about Jesus, the way maker, because he will make a way out of no way. I'm talking about Jesus, the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. I'm talking about the anointed one, Jesus. Who? If not Christ, then who? If not Christ, then who? Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Jesus. Jesus. The one that went to the cross. Jesus. The one that offered his life for the whole world. Jesus. The one that carried our punishment, our sins, and he suffered the abandonment by the Father. Jesus. Because that he is able and gave us a promise that God would never leave us nor forsake us. So, people of God, if not Christ, then who? In these troubled times today, you got to be very careful. We have to be very careful of who we follow. I thank God for our good shepherd. I thank God for Pastor Apostle David. I thank God for Pastor Linda. I thank God for each and every one of you. Apostle David shared with us that there's a pastor over in Kenya told his people to fast. Well, it was nothing but a cult. They are finding mass graves because of this pastor. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, amen. My wife and I, as God sent us here, we are very careful of who we placed our membership under. We have no doubt of any that we are right where we're supposed to be. Under the leadership of Apostle David and Pastor Linda. Amen. Come on, church. It is of the most important that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. I used to watch this show called Lost in Space. I don't know. I might be telling my age now. And in that, the little boy that's in this series has a robot. Y'all remember the robot? And whenever there's danger, something happened, the robot say, danger, 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 warning, warning, warning. That's why it's so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because when something is not right, something should be saying, danger, 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 warning, 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 warning. Amen, church. Jesus. If not Christ, then who? Maybe there's somebody in the sound of my voice that do not know Christ. You can come today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow because tomorrow's not promised. It may be the longest walk that you take from the chair to this altar. But it's worth it. The walk is worth it. Maybe there's somebody in the sound of my voice needs a little bit more strength. And you're about to give up and throw in the towel. Come. We can pray for you. Maybe there's somebody that's just questioning. Lord, I'm tired. Every time I turn on the TV, I'm hearing negativity. And God, I'm just burnt out. I need to get refilled. Amen. Every now and then, I got to pull over and put some diesel in that truck I drive. Every now and then, my wife has to pull over and put some gas in the car. It needs to be topped off. Maybe there's somebody in the sound of my voice need to top off. Come. And we can pray for you. Come. Come. As they said, don't let this moment pass you by. Come. 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 Wonderful Savior, have your way, Spirit. Have your way, Lord. Come. Come. Wonderful Savior. Maybe there's somebody needs to make a choice. If not Christ, then who? Come, come, wonderful Savior. If I may have Minister Irene, Minister Amanda, come. Where's Minister Diane at? Come. Let them pray for the women's. We let them pray for the women's. The elders, come pray for the breast. Pray. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. At this time, you're going to be in the hands of Reverend June. Let's say amen for her.
Amen, amen. Our announcements this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.